So the Seder Tanios Ketzad Motina Sateva the Rechova Shalir Vinostan Efer Makla. Efer Makla, we know from the Gemara Baba Basra and Dav Samach, Efer Makla, Rashi Chasanim, it actually means ashes as opposed to afar. Rashi and Tosfos both agree on that Nakuda. And the reason it has to be ashes is because we're trying to evoke the memory of Akedas Yitzchak. Uvirosha Nasi, Virosha Bezdin, Vichalecha Velcha Nosin Birosho. Hazakin Bahem Omer Lifneim Divrei Kivushin. Rashi is a beautiful formulation. He says, why do you call it Divrei Kivushin? He says, it's Dvarim Shekovshin Es Halavavos. Is that, you know, you gotta, at some point, be able to speak in a way, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, V'derech Shemoshech Es Halev. So this is a little bit more than that, Nachi, right? So it's not just, you have to be Kovesh Es Halavavos. When the chips are down, and you gotta give, a win one for the Gipper speech, you gotta be Kovesh Levavos. And that's what the Zaken has to do. So Amr Lifneim Divrei Kivushin Achenu Lo Nemar Ban Shenidve. It's a great speech. Vayar Lokim Es Sakam Ves Tanisam Ela Vayar Lokim Es Maseim Kishavu Midarkam Hara Uve Kabbalah. Rashi asks, what do you call this Kabbalah? They're both Sifrei Treyas are. So Rashi, the famous idea, he says, when a Navi is Mitzaveh, we call that Divrei Kabbalah. The Rambam likes to use that language also. Otherwise, we would just say Shenemar. So V'Kabbalah HaOmer, the Pasuk says, V'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. So you should tear your hearts and not your clothes. You want to tear your clothes, it's external. So Amdu B'Tvila Maridin Lifnei Atave Zakein V'Ragel V'yesh Lobanim B'Sarekam Kidei She'ilibo Shalim B'Tvila V'Omer Lifnei Amesvim V'Arba Brachos. So you have Zichronos and Shofaros, the mini Rosh Hashanah. And then El Hashem Batzaras Ali Karasi Vayaneni Esayin Eleharim Emalachim Karasi Hashem Tfilu Anikiyata from Yehuda Omer Lohei Tzarech Lomer Zichronos VeShofaros El Omer Tachtei and Ra'av Ki Yeba Aret Dever Ki Yihya. This is based on the Pesukim that Shlomo said when he inaugurated the Beis Hamikdash. Asher haya devar Hashem leYirmiyahu divrei habatzores veOmer chosmehen. Then you finish the brachos. Al Rishono Omer Mishanos Avram Avinu behar haMoriah hu Yanes Cham Yishma bekol tzaakaschem ayom azeh baruch ata Hashem go el Yisrael, because you start this all in Geula. Al Hashniya Omer Mishana es Avosenu al Yamsof hu Yanes Cham Yishma kol tzaakaschem. Hayom azeh baruchat Hashem zocher hanishkachos. Rashi points out that the propriety of the language of zocher hanishkachos is because the Jewish people, at least they felt that they were completely forgotten in Egypt. Vayhi bayamim harabim ahem vayanchu b'nei Yisrael min avodah vayizaku. Bayamim harabim ahem, it just seemed like endless. Al ashlish shesomer mishanas Yoshua bal Gilgal. Right, who Yanes Cham Yishma Kol Tzachem Ayom Zevrach Ata Hashem Shomei Atrua. It's a reference to the victory over Yericho, impregnable fortress. Al Arviyah Seomer Mishano Ashmuel Bamitzu Yanes Cham Yishma Kol Tzachem Hayom Zevrach Ata Hashem Shomei Atzaka. So you have Shomei Atrua, Shomei Atzaka, Zochar Nishgachos Gol. So such beautiful formulations. Al Chamishis Omer Mishano Aselio Bahar Karmel. Uyanes Chamishma Bekoltas Chamayom Azevrachat Hashem Shemea Tefilal Shishis Omer Mishanas Yona Mimeha Daga Uyanes Chamishma Koltas Chamayom Azevrachat Hashem Ona Beistara Al Hashavias, meaning Shavias is a six extra one because the first one is Gol Yisrael Omer Mishanas David Veshlomo Benobi Yushalem Uyanes Chem Mishma Bekoltas Chamayom Azeh Barachat Hashem Hamirachem Al Haaretz. We always associate. You have the same thing in benching, right? Birchas Hazan is Moshe Rabbeinu, and Birchas Haaretz is Yoshua, because he led the Jewish people into the Aretz. But then, Bonei Yerushalayim, that's David and Shlomo, right? Be Yerushalayim, so you always associate David and Shlomo with Yerushalayim. I was also thinking a little bit today, why do we say Mishana is David ve'es Shlomo Beno Birushalayim? So I was wondering about that. I don't know how much time you guys spent in Blachim Aleph, Yud Aleph this year. But Shlomo is this very complicated character in Chazal, and makes many mistakes in terms of the mitzvah hamelach, nashim, kesef, susim, and you know, the pasuk says v'lo yasur levavo, that's exactly what happens. Vayilei zikna Shlomo, and the nashim harabo, so they had that impact him. And the Gemara says that's why the Torah doesn't tell us the reasons, because the chacham, you know, b'chol adoros, the gedol ha'olam, you know, thought ani arbe v'lo asur, that I'm going to be above the Torah, that I'm going to outsmart a kadosh baruch Hu, so it's not going to work. So I was thinking, you know, the Nusach HaBracha is so meduyak. It doesn't mean that it's David ve Shlomo. But when we talk about Shlomo in the laudatory sense, we say Shlomo bino. Shlomo b'Torah is the son of David when he acted like that. Fortunately, the Ezikna Shlomo, David HaMelech, was no longer around. So Shlomo went off the path. But David ve Shlomo bino. Dehainu Shlomo b'Torah is Ben shall David. I once said a similar thing about the beautiful Gemara in Sota. Vayaris hagalos asher shalach Yosef laseso so vatechi ruach Yaakov avia vayomer ravod Yosef bini chai elcha v'erenu b'terem amos. So why does he say od Yosef bini chai? So the pshat in the pasuk is my son Yosef, but I think it's something more than that. It's like the Rashi says in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, V'yosef haya b'mitzrayim. But you didn't know Yosef haya b'mitzrayim? No, adarabba, V'yosef haya b'mitzrayim, who Yosef haroes son aviv, who Yosef, right, that became a melech of Mitzrayim. So I think the pshad in the pasuk, according to the Gemara, which is getting at the deeper point, V'yaretz ha'galos asher shalach Yosef, not Yosef bino, asher shalach Yosef l'seisos. So he says, Rav, od Yosef bini chai, he's still my son. He remembers everything that we learned together. That was the greatest pella of them all. Yosef had been in Mitzrayim longer than he ever been in his father's house, by 5 years. 17 to 39. But od Yosef bini chai, elcha verenu b'terem amos. And part of the drama of that whole section in Bracious, part of what makes it so beautiful is Avi, Avi. Yosef keeps on talking about my father, right? And Yosef is always spoken of by Yaakov as Bini, Bini. And it's a beautiful thing. It's like reminiscent of the Akedah, you know. Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni Vni. So Avram and Yitzchak, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Yaakov and Yosef. The bonds are so profound, and that's really because of Talmud Torah, ki ben zikunim hulo bar chakim. What it can do for that relationship is extraordinary. You know how much I want you guys to invest in that the parent child relationship really does express itself in terms of Talmud Torah. Rav od Yosef benichai. So Misha Ana is David ve Shlomo bino. Shlomo, unfortunately, as a figure, independently, is a complicated figure. Mishana is David ve Shlomo bino. And that's like the Gemara Moed Katan in Chagiga. Says that Shlomo was not Zocha. He would not have been able to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash. Bavur David Avdecha, al tashev p'nei Mishichecha. Su'u sharim roshecham. They weren't going to open for Shlomo. They were not going to open for Shlomo, because he didn't deserve it. But who deserved to really be able to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash? Bavur David Avdecha, al tashe p'nei Mishichecha. Maisa, b'mei Rabbi Chlafta, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, sh'avar echad ibn ha'teva v'gamar, es ha'bracha kula v'lo anu acharav, amen. So that was a little surprising. Rashi said, Yirsa, tiku b'nei Aron, tiku, we have a Yirsa of Kohanim. Mishana is Avram Avinu Harim Yehu Yana is Chami Yishma Kol Tzachama Yom Azeh Ari B'nei Aaron Hariyo Mishana is Avosenu Al Yamsuf Yana is Chami Shkol Tzachama Yom Azeh etc. etc. All the brachos Uch Shabbat Davar Yitzal Chacham Yom Amar Lo Yinu Nogin Ken Lo B'Shar Mizra Char Habayis Right Enon and Amen B'Mikdash, but they thought it was strange that they shouldn't have had an Amen. Shosh Taniyos Harishonos Anshei Mishmar, right, the Kohanim work in weekly shifts, so the Anshei Mishmar are the people of that week. Misanim v'lo mashlim, and v'anshei beisav lo yom misanim klal, because they're doing the avodah that day. Shalosh shenios anshei mishmar misanin, they're not working that day, u'mashlimin, v'anshei beisav misanim v'lo mashlimin.
Sheva acharonos elu v'elu misanu mashlim midiv Rabbi Yeshua. Chachamim omrim no. Shalosh taniros harishonos nothing. It's not that chamer. Elu v'elu lo yom misanin klal. Shalosh niros anche mishor misanin v'lo mashlim anche beisav lo yom misanin klal. Sheva acharonos anche mishor misanin mashlim min v'anche beisav misanin v'lo mashlim. You can't have people fasting who are responsible for the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Anche mishmar mutar lishtos yayin balelos avalo b'yamim. Obviously, you know, the Anche Beis Av are not going to do it because Yain v'sheichar al teisht, because they'd be chayv misa b'day shemayim for doing the avoda b'shichros. But even the Anche Mishmar, you know, they might be called in to help, let's say. So during the day, they're not allowed to have what to drink. But at night, theoretically, they could drink because there is no fundamental avoda at night, number one. Number two, even in terms of, you know, the hector chalam veivarim, that can always be handled by the beisav. Anche beisav lo bayom velo balayla, anche mishmar, anche maimad, asur milasapril mechabes, chamishu mitarim de kavod shabbos. The anche maimad, again, the ma'amados, again, are in parallel to the mishmaros, so we want them totally focused. Kol kasab megillas tainis to lo lemisbod, lefanav asr lachrav matzer, Rabbi Yossi amar lefanav lachrav asr. Right, so in the megillas tainis, which is a rabbinic text, Rashi points out that the general stricture of Dvarim Shebal Peh at Rashi LeKasvan only really applied to halachos, not to date. So that's why it says Kol HaKasav Megillas Tainis, where it says you can't have hespeid them on these days because they're so chomer. So that means that Lefanav Aser, because we're afraid it's going to spill over, Lachrav Mutter, Rabbi Yossi says Lefanav Lachrav Aser as well. So we create a little bit of a unit of time to make sure that Hesped doesn't enter those days. Lolis Anoal, where it's not as chomer, there's no Hesped, but there's no tainus on those days. Lefan of Achrav Mutter, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Lefan of Aser, because again, we don't want you to go in with a tainus. Lachrav Mutter. In goes from tainus al tibur, b'tchile b'chamishal av kia ha-sharim, it'll spook the markets, as we've said. Ela shalosh tanios ha-rishon ha-shen v'chamishi, v'shen shalosh nios chamishi, shen v'chamishi, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Kishem Shein HaRishonos B'chamishi, Kach Lo Shnios V'lo Acharonos. In goes from Tainas HaLatzibar Rashi Chadashim, Rashi says, Ikri Moed, B'chanaka V'purim V'mischilu En Mavsikin, right? Again, if it's the Thursday and not the Monday, so you can continue. Dibur Gmiel, Amr Abayr, Av Mishamar Gmiel En Mavsikin, Mode Haya She'in Mashlimin. That towards the end of the day, you would let the person off. V'chein Metishabav Shechalios, Be'erev Shabbos, which is obviously not something that we have anymore. So Seder Taniyos Ketzad, Motzina Sateva. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'afilu be'kamaisa, even the first three fasts? Or Aminu, Shalosh Taniyos, Rishonos, Rishnios, Nichnasos, Abeis HaKnasa. So they don't go into the Rechova Shal'ir. Mispalin, Kederach Shemispalin, Kol HaShana Kula. Sheva Achronos, Motzina Sateva, the Rechova Shal'ir. And by the way, the fact that we use the Rechova Shalir for the Taniyos and the Mamados does afford a certain level of Kedusha. That's in Megillah, in Perek B'nei Ha'ir, that Malin Bakodesh or Lomaridin, it's the lowest level of Kedusha is Rechova Shalir, but there's still a Kedusha that's associated with it. So, V'sheva Achronos, Motzina Sateva, the Rechova Shalir, Nosin, the Eifra, Gabi Ateva, Rosh, Anasi, Rosh, Abbasdin, Kolecha, Recha, Nosin, V'rosha, Rabbi Nasin, Amar, Eifra, Makla, Hein, Mevi'in. Again, because we want to generate the zechus of Akedas Yitzchak, so it has to be actual ashes and not just afar. Amr of Papa, Kitzna Nami Masnisin, Asheva Acharonostan. It only meant the seven last ones. Rosh Anasi, Vahadar Tani Kolachad, Vahad, Nosin Birosha. So, Ini Rabbi Omer, Bigdula Maschilin Minagadol, Viklala Maschilin Minagtatan. Bigdula Maschilin Minagadol, Shnemer, Vayomer, Moshe, next, to Aaron, next, to Elazar, next, to Itamar. My daughter was just getting very upset because we were learning the Parsha on Shabbos. So I talked about how Pinchas, after Elazar and after Aaron, became the Kohen Gadol. So she was very depressed for Itamar. She means he never became the Kohen Gadol. So I said, it's not so bad to be the Skan, you know. An important job too. You know, Mishmar Tam Biyad Itamar Ben Aaron HaKohen. She never got to wear the clothes. He never got to wear the clothes. I did say, you know, unlike other, you know, generations, you know, where Kohen Hedyot would never get the Shemen HaMishcha, he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, so you shouldn't feel so bad. But She's pretty upset about it. Anyway, so here, you know, the Gemara says, Moshe, Aaron, Elazar, Itamar, Maschilin, Minagadol, Viklala, Maschilin, Minakatan, Bitchilin, Ishalal, Nachash, and then Chava, and then Adam. So why would it be that the Nasi would put the ashes on his head first, right? It's Klala. So the Gemara says, no, you don't understand. Ha chashivusul adidu damilahu atun chashivusul iboya lan rachame, right? Akule alma or akule echad. Or akule am. Yeah, akule alma. So the point is that it's really a gedula. It's a sign of the fact that we're so reliant on them to be miboya rachame, so it's not like a klala. Okay, so Amar avada kolecha nosin birosha nasi vavezdin nami nishkulu enu veninu biroshayu. So why don't they do it themselves? Ma'ishna de shakilin shacharino amana achlehu. So Amar Baba de min kesari nadomim is bayish miatzum is bayish meyacherim. That the whole point is since the whole idea of putting efer makla on the heads and on the teva in general is mibnei agmas nefesh. We want people to have a response and a reaction and to be troubled. So to be mizbayish meyacherim, that people should put efer, you know, on the head of the Nasi and the Avbezdin, so that's a much more dramatic thing. For other, the Hamonam, they could just put it on themselves. So no surprise here, because it's the halacha by the Chasan. So we're not going to hide it anymore. Reish Lakish Amar Galinu Galusenu Mechaperes Aleinu. So my b'nei, we could b'nei with the Galvi Beiknishta the Beiknishta. It was only about the Galus. You let the people from Minot go to b'nei Yeshurin and vice versa. But if you want it to be that, you know, we're basically saying, look, you know, we're desperate, and you know we were trying to maintain a sense of normalcy from the Beis Knesses to the Rechova Shalir. You know, that breaks the sense of normalcy. It's not normal. It shouldn't be normal. So, Zakhtav etzina velona neinu nivzat smeinu b'far hesya. V'lama motzina sateva l'rechova shalmer b'yishua ben levi lomar chlit sanua hayalano v'nizbaza b'avoneinu. So, it's the same idea of generating this, the pathos, by bringing out the teva. And the aron, by definition, is the chlit sanua, it's in the Kodesh Kadashim. Right, the sakin don't reflect the glory of man, the chavod l'tifares, minimalistic. What a beautiful thought, that it's a way of saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is also experiencing it. That's why he appeared in the snap. That I used to tremble, my entire body would tremble when I would see them do this. It's such a terrible thing to have to witness. But at the same time, it's critically important. And Reb Zeira says that was Meresh, but now, you know, he had a different perspective. In light of Imo Anochi Vitzar and Bechol Tzarasam Lo Tzar, that it's a way of saying that if we're suffering, Hashem is suffering also, even if it's our fault that we're suffering. V'lam Nehos Nineifei B'Rosh Kol Echad V'Echad Pligi V'Rav Levi B'Rechamer V'Chanin Echad Amar Arvinu Chashun L'Vanecha K'Efer V'Chad Amar K'dei She'Yizkor Lano Efer Rosh Yitzchak Mai B'Nao Yikim B'Nao Afar Stam. That's where Rashi and Tosos Paskin, it has to dafka be Efer, it can't just be dust again. If you want to just be Mekayim Anochi Afar V'Efer, it could be dust. Lama Yotzin the Beis Akvaros. So this is Tosa says is a minhag. They used to go to the Beis Olam on Tisha B'Av. Pligi by Rav Levi bar Chamer, Rabbi Chanina Charamar Reino Chashuv Levanecha Kemesim, VeCharamar Kedei Shivakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim. That we feel like we can't even daven for ourselves. My Benayu Kibenayu Kibayakum. And finally, My Har Hamoria. Pligi by Rav Levi bar Chamer, Rabbi Chanina Charamar. Har she yatsim minu horali Yisrael and the lishkas hagazis. So charamar, har she yatsim minu morlo diko chavim. So the two days that we showed him, does that also mean what we call, you know, har habayit, or is it a reference to Har Sinai? So according to the day that it's Har Sinai, because at Matan Torah there was morlo diko chavim, Hashem Yisinai ba, v'zarach miseir lamo ofir mi'ar paran v'asa mirvos kodesh mimno eish das lamo. right? That that was something awesome. So there is a day that it's actually a reference to Har Sinai. Then why would you call Har Sinai Har HaMoriah? That would be surprising to us. So I was going to suggest, according to this day, again, both Rashi and Tosos discuss it, we might actually be able to explain how you could have two Har HaMoriah, right? One, the place of the Lishkas HaGazus, the natural Har HaMoriah that we think of when we say Har HaMoriah, but also that Har Sinai also has original status of Har HaMoriah, that there's a Mora, you know, La'akum. So what's the connection? So the truth of the matter is, we know that Har Sinai was a model of Kitchel HaShaitev Lo Kitchel HaSid Lava. It's clear in the Pesukim. B'mshocha Yovel Hema Yalu Vahar. Anybody can go anywhere on the mountain. How is that possible? So the Kedusha was Batel. But the Ramban says, the Kedusha didn't just dissipate. There's a conservation of Kedusha. Where did the Kedusha go, according to the Ramban?
The Mishkan.
Yeah. And what about the Mishkan? Eventually, right, what happened? Elamakom asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shemosham. The Mishkan becomes the paradigm for the Mikdash. So actually, it's not without too many steps, right? You actually can get from Har Sinai to Har HaMoriah. So there's Har HaMoriah 1 and there's Har HaMoriah 2. That's the very parallel to the discussion that the Rishonim have about, you know, it sounds like Yaakov Avinu had his dream in Beis El. Vayikra Shem Makom Mahu Beis El, V'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir LaRishona. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayitzeh. So why does the Gemara keep on saying that he was, you know, at Har HaMoriah? So all these different discussions about it, but what it really comes down to is that, I think exactly like this, that Beis El was the Makom Shechina at that point. And then it transferred over, of course, eventually, you know, to Har HaMoriah. Tosos, you should just know here on this Amud, so Tosos says that Yerushalayim is Shalem, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lecha Vayayin, and then Avram Avinu invested it with Yiras Hashem. Ata Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, Vayikrav Avraham Shem Makom Ahu Hashem Yireh Asher Yeyamer Ayom Har Hashem Yeroeh. So Yerushalayim is a combination of two aspects of our connection to Hashem, Yirah and Shalom. But the reason that we spell it the way that we do, Yerushalayim and not Yerushalayim, is because we want to actually keep in mind that original name. So again, that's such a beautiful thing. I guess we'll conclude with this Hayara. So it's not just a matter of spelling, a trifling matter of how do you spell it in a ksuva or in a get. No, what this is driving at is that Yerushalayim is really about two things. First of all, it's about Yiras Hashem. That's what Avraham Avinu demonstrated. And, you know, many, many, many times the Chumash will describe that, like by Meiser Sheni, you have this, the man Tiras Hashem Elokecha, that going to Yerushalayim is an experience that inspires Yira. But at the same time, you know, Yerushalayim and being there is an experience that is characterized by Shleimus as well. Shleimus in the sense of is when a person is fully integrated. A person who understands, has reached a point of inner understanding of what his job here is. In Yerushalayim, there was a lot of clarity that was available. Shalosh pamim b'ashana yira chozer churchas pnei Hashem elokecha b'makom asher yivchar. It would inspire a very clear understanding, a wholeness with oneself in terms of dedicating oneself to avodas Hashem. Okay, so obviously a lot of fundamental points here, but we've started to get into the idea of the extra tfilos that are established and associated with the tainus, the personalities of Avram and Kriyas Yamsuf, Yehoshua, Eliyahu, David, and as I like to say, Shlomo Beno, and not just plain Shlomo, but Shlomo Beno. And then we talked a little bit about the Agmas Nefesh that's caused, the Imo Anochi Vitzara, which is very important to realize that it's a sign of just how much Hashem, you know, cares for us. And then Har Moriah, Misham Tetzei Horali Yisrael, Kimitzion Tetzei Torah, it's the locus of Torah. It also takes us back to Har Sinai, Makom Shiatza Mora, Al Umos Ha'olam. Okay, hold it up there, and Mirtz Hashem will pick it up tomorrow.
Thank you, Abby. Have a good night. Thank you, Abby.